The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We are the proud recipient of the Quality Service Award for 2010 and 2011 from Century 21. We have been listing, selling, guiding, assisting, and appraising for over 40 years during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all of our archived radio shows and realtor videos. Check us out, jruddy.com. Also, friend us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Today's guest, we have Chris Graniel, who is the co-owner of ProElectric LLC. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
How long have you been an electrical contractor?
It's probably going on about 5 or 6 years now.
Okay, and your own company?
Yes.
Prior to that?
I worked for our contractor back then.
Okay, so how long in total have you been doing electrical work?
Since 1985.
Wow, the year I graduated high school.
Yeah, right around, that's when I graduated also.
Okay, so you knew what you wanted to do right out of high school.
Not really, but it just worked
just
out
like,
that way.
Just like the rest of us.
Was it, or your any of your family members in electrical contracting?
My best friend, his father was a contractor, so I started working with him in high school and got out of high school, then went full-time with him.
So you've been doing this for quite some time, and you know your stuff. And then you partnered with someone, and you started ProElectric?
Yes, Tom McGrail.
Okay, great. You have a good company. And I know your stuff. So in real estate, we come across a lot of electrical problems on inspections and electrical issues, and we're going to talk about everything electrical. We deal a lot with two-story homes, older two-story homes that have knob and tube wiring, and sometimes we come across Federal Pacific electrical panels, and these are things that come up, and they usually are red flagged at an inspection. Let me ask you something. Is knob and tube inherently bad wiring?
Not originally. When it was originally put in, it was the way everybody did everything. It was safe. But, you know, you figure 20, 30 years ago, we didn't have all the electronics and everything else that we have today. You know, you go into a home, they have, you know, like one outlet in each room. But nowadays, you know, you need computers and air conditioners and whatever else they have.
We're running a lot of electricity.
And a ground on the line that the knob and tube doesn't have.
That is correct.
Yes.
And the knob and tube, a lot of times, when people don't realize what they're looking at, but this knob and tube are the ceramic, the white ceramic knobs, and then the tube is the actual wiring. One runs on top, one runs below.
Yeah, below or side by side. It's a hot and a neutral that goes through, and it just branches out everywhere throughout the house.
Okay. So what happens with knob and tube? Does it deteriorate as time goes on? Is that what happens with it?
Yeah, it gets old, then it gets brittle, and it's not covered in a sheathing like the newer wire is today.
Okay.
And then it could break, or if somebody does remodeling, they hit it, break it, or they try to add on to it. And that's where you run into problems, especially because they have the screw and fuses. So if they start plugging in all their electronics and everything else that they have, the fuse will blow. If it's a 20 amp fuse, then everybody figures, oh, I'll just put a bigger fuse in.
Mm-hmm.
And bad move.
Bad move.
Bad move.
Because the wire's not rated to go up to like a 30 amp. So then the wire heats up, and that's where you run into a lot of problems.
What's the smallest panel that's in a house these days? Is it 60 amp panel?
Usually these days, 100 amp panel is standard.
Believe it or not, but we still sell houses with 60 amps. I mean, that's usually rare in today's world, but it's an older two-story home where nothing's been done. I mean, they made houses with 60 amps. Was there anything below that?
Not usually. Well, sometimes there is for apartments or whatever, but usually it's the old wiring with the fuses.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have circuit breakers in them.
Okay.
So the standard is 100 amps is usually what the standard is.
Right,
unless you go to
right.
a regular full-size house, one family house.
And it used to be where we used to see 200 amp electrical services for houses that had electric heat. But today, everybody puts in a 200 amp new construction. That's standard, correct?
Yeah. Standard okay. is 200 amp now.
Okay.
Right. So you're talking about the knob and tube and it breaks down. Does the insulation just break down or does the wire itself break down from use?
Just the insulation.
Just the insulation on yeah. the outside of the wire.
Talking yeah. about knob and tube, oftentimes too, when we go into homes, and I would call it splicing. I don't know if you would call it splicing, but I see sometimes where the wire, actually there's another wire and it looks like it's joined together with another wire and then there's tape wrapped around it. Is that?
Yeah, that's what, when people, well, when they did it originally, that's the way they did it. They soldered them, taped them up, and everything was nice when they first did it. But then if somebody adds on, you know, they cut it, they splice it on. They don't put it in a box.
Right. No junction box or
no
anything.
No junction box, yeah. just some tape. No solder. I've never seen one soldered.
Ever. Yeah, I don't see electricians carrying around soldering irons.
No.
But then again, a lot of times it's hard. If something goes wrong with it, there's nowhere to trace it because the hot goes one way, then the neutral comes in and goes another way. And it's not always run together. Like the wiring is today, like regular Romex wire.
Okay, so does a house that has knob and tube wiring, is it, say, exposed to electrical fires problem? Is it, what do you think people should do that have knob and tube wiring today?
They should try to get rid of it as most they can. I mean, a lot of times it's hard to do, like in a two-story house. You know, you could get to all the basement, but going up the walls... It all depends, you know. If they have an attic, you get up in the attic, rewire everything from there. But the second floor is always the problem because it's about the first floor.
Yeah.
First floor ceiling because there's no real access to it.
So you're taking out sometimes plaster and stuff like that. And
yeah,
to
cutting
get
up
to
the attics, attic floors, okay. snaking wires all over and...
Lots of times what we see the problem is with the knob and tube up in the attic is that people take the insulation and they blow the insulation and you have the knob and tube and say that the insulator is worn off and now they bury these wires in a mountain of
insulation.
Yeah. And if you get a little bit of water or something in there, it's going to be a big problem.
It's not a good thing, especially if there's in an attic, if they're storing stuff up in the attic, you know, if they bump it, breaks the insulation and... It's just not a good thing these days.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Chris Granielle. He's co-owner of ProLectric LLC. Where is your company located?
In Taylor.
Okay.
And do you have a phone number we can get in touch with you?
Yes, it's 570-963-7558.
So what work are you mostly doing today? Where does your job take you?
Probably about half and half between commercial and residential. There's a lot of rewiring and putting new services in because we get calls from realtors like yourself. They have something, you know, need to service upgrade or there's knob and tube wiring that they need to get rid of.
What's the story with Federal Pacific electrical panels? A lot of times we'll go into houses that were built and right on the front of the box, it says Federal Pacific. Why is this a big problem on home inspections? Why do the inspectors make it a point to note that there's a Federal Pacific box?
Well, the breakers don't trip. Like if you have a 15 amp line, a breaker on there, it'll run, it won't short out. Like it could go up to 30, 40 amps before it even trips the breaker, which is a problem because then it heats the wire up and that's where
potential for
fires and all kinds of problems.
Okay. Now, do they make parts for the Federal Pacific boxes any longer?
Yeah, you could get breakers for them.
Okay. And so can you work on them? Or do you find that you suggest and recommend to people to just take that box out and put a new one in?
Yeah, that's what we usually do, recommend. Most of the times, the homeowner or realtor recommends that we take that out.
Now, oftentimes when you go to a job and people, you know, a lot of people are watching... You know, where their money goes. And I can't imagine, I mean, being in today's society and, you know, we've realized an economic downturn and people are watching every dollar. when it comes to safety in homes and things like that, I don't know. My personal opinion is that's money well spent, but realizing that a lot of people don't have a lot of money, do you find that oftentimes people just want to change the box so that it looks like newer electric and not change the wiring? Can you do that?
Yeah, you could just change the panel. So that way it's better than what it was, getting rid of the Federal Pacific panel, because then it breaks a trip. It's safer that way. But a lot of times people just don't want to, they don't want to spend the money. Or if they do, they'll have, you know, Uncle Jed come in and do it and splice on everything. And
is he Jed from the Clampets? I think I've seen some of his work around.
I've seen a lot of his work around.
What do they do that you don't do? And what do you find? Do you find that things are done not to code? Or are they a hazard? What do you usually come across in situations like that?
Yeah, not to code, hazard, because then they, like I said, if they find knob and tube, they'll splice sound without putting a box on it. They'll bury boxes in the walls, which is not a good thing, because then if you need to access it, there's no way to get to it.
Okay, so you're called in to do what? Correct this situation?
Yeah, usually through a home inspector when people are selling their house or buying a house.
Are you part detective that you have to go back and chase some of these lines down and figure out what's going on inside that rat's nest of wires?
Yes, lots of times. And it's it's really hard to figure out a lot of times, tracing each wire out, why something isn't working, missing a neutral, or one outlet over here isn't working. And it's a little tedious at sometimes, you know.
I worked with an electrician, and sometimes he would say, "Why did people do this?" And we just look at each other, and there's no good reason.
No,
either they didn't know, Uncle Jed didn't know what he was doing, and he thought he was helping somebody out, but he was just creating a bigger problem. Then they have to call somebody like you to straighten it out.
Yeah, because we ran it out a few times. People call us, we give them a price on doing work, and they don't call us, and they call us back two or three months later saying, "Well, we had our cousin come, and now this isn't working. So we have to go back in and try to figure out what the original problem was, and now what this other problem is, to try to get it rectified, you know?
Challenging at best, right?
Yeah.
We're headed towards a break. Before we do, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
We have a beautiful Cape Cod-style home, a three-bedroom, one-bath, on a double lot located at 820 Cherry Street for only $129,000. This home has great views from the front porch. It has gorgeous old natural woodwork that has been maintained and never painted. It has stained glass windows, the old natural wood French doors, hardwood floors. It has a lot of old world charm. The kitchen and the bath have been updated. It also has two gas fireplaces, one in the living room and one in the family room. It also has an above-ground pool with a deck. So if you're looking for a Cape Cod on a double lot with three bedrooms and one bath and a lot of old world charm, give us a call about 820 Cherry Street in Scranton for only $129,000. And that's listed by Stephanie Silvestri of our office.
We're going to take a short break now. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You look so chipper and happy to be here.
Thank you. I've had my coffee. I'm doing all right.
All right. And our special guest today is Chris Graniel. co-owner of Proelectric LLC out of Taylor. How do we get in touch with you, sir, please?
It's 570-963-7558.
You're an electrical contractor. You've been doing residential and commercial electrical work since 1985, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Now, what do you like doing? What's your preference? Do you like doing residential or commercial?
I like doing both. I mean, you do some for a while, then...
Nice to get a little change,
yeah,
right?
A little change up.
Okay.
Which is good.
All right. Before the break, we talked in great length about knob and tube wiring. So if we can just move on and the Federal Pacific boxes and what the problem is there. And usually your recommendation is to switch those out because the breakers don't.
Yeah, the breakers don't trip.
Okay, they don't trip.
And they're not doing their job.
They're not doing their job.
No, they're not.
Yeah, we got to get rid of them.
All right. They're a fire hazard, correct?
Yes.
What about, you know, a lot of times in real estate, we come across in home inspections, of course, and a lot of older homes, two-story older homes built 80, 90, 100 years ago, and they have the knob and tube wiring, but, you know, oftentimes within 6 feet of a water source, kitchen, bath, outside, electrical, the outlet should be the GFCI, or what a lot of people say, GFI, the ground fault interrupter. Can you do a GFI on something that has knob and tube?
No, you need a ground for that.
Okay.
And that ends up being a problem, too, when people, realtors call, they just need GFIs on the counters or in the bathrooms, wherever they need them, and you go to do it, and, you know, there's no ground run to it, and it ends up being a big hassle, more than people think. They think, oh, just go change the outlet and be done with it.
But how much does a GFI outlet cost?
The outlet itself, around $10.
Installed?
A little more than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, when you go into an old house and you got the knob and tube and you don't have a ground, how do you rectify that? What do you do?
Rewire.
You have to run a new wire up to...
You run a new wire so that you can't use that
existing... my point was, when your $10 outlet now is turned into...
Yeah, it could be $150. Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right. For each outlet.
Yeah, depending on where it is or...
Well, the wires that you have to run. Because it's more than usually one wire if you have the kitchen and two bathrooms and then...
Oh, yeah. It ends up being...
Yeah, but if you have Uncle Jed do it...
he'll figure it out.
Can I call Uncle Jed?
Oh, my.
Save me a few dollars? And then my house burns down.
Okay. So what's the little light on the GFI? If there's a red light, correct?
Yeah, actually, the different brands. Some have a red light. If the GFI is tripped, if it's off, and that means it's off, but a lot of them have the green light on them saying that it's on, which is the ones I prefer with the green light, so that way you know that the outlet itself is on.
I have a mixture of them in the house. They're red. In the garage, they're green. So, I mean, I'm easily confused.
Yeah, when it's red, it's usually tripped.
Yeah, but it works. I mean, the red is, and the ones we have, the red, it's good. It's on.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, there's different brands, but the ones with the green light saying that there's power to it.
And then it's operating properly?
Yeah. So if the GFI trips, the little test button, you push that, the green light goes out. Then you know it's not on. It's easy to see.
Okay.
And the whole point to the GFIs is by a water source. If you're working with anything electrical, you would want the outlet trip if you come in contact with water so you don't become electrocuted.
Yeah, if you're in a tub and you have a radio plugged in and... Your wife accidentally hits the radio in.
Knocks it in when you're having an argument?
Yeah.
Yeah, the accident. So how does it work? What does it sense?
It senses from ground, that's called a ground fault, from the ground to the neutral, and it trips it right out before anything happens.
Okay.
All right. So do they ever go bad?
Yeah, yes, they do. After, like, if they trip enough, like sometimes doing anything, if you're outside, if you have an outside outlet, you plug in, you have your electric weed whacker or something outside. If it trips enough... Or if it gets used enough, sometimes, just like anything else.
It wears out.
They could last for, you know, 10, 15 years, or they could go in a month.
Well, let's just hope that the way you find out is not through being electrocuted.
Accidental radio getting knocked into the tub.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be an accident.
Yeah, really.
So, yes.
Yeah. Here's the hairdryer you forgot.
That's why they have those button, the test button.
Yes.
Well, it says on... When you get to GFI, there's little directions in there. It says test monthly or weekly. I forget what it says, but you just push the test button. If it pops out and shuts off, then it's working properly.
We should put that on our to-do list.
I play with things and test half of them and reset them. And
okay, good. Why are switches called three-way when there's only two switches? That's a question that I have.
That's a good question. I don't have the answer for that, David. There's a three-wire going to them.
Oh.
Between both.
That bothers me. The other switch. It has to be like exact for me to understand something, especially when it comes to electrical.
Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, we need a two-way switch from here over to there. But
no, you really need
a three-way.
Three-way
switch.
Yeah. Okay.
We need a switch down at one end of the hallway and a switch down at the other end of the hallway.
Yeah, so people say, oh, it's a two-way switch. But
no,
it's a three-way.
It's called a three-way. Is there anything such as a four-way?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you could have it, you know, three or four or five switches turning on one light.
One light.
Yeah.
Okay. What goes wrong with circuits or circuit breakers?
Circuit breakers, not too many times they go bad. But for circuits to go wrong, there could be the neutral wire could come off, like in a splice box. Could be loose. A lot of times it's loose, especially on outlets. We ran into a couple of places where the wires on the outlet are loose. And what happens there, it gets a little arc, like a little flash of electricity going through it, and after a while it heats up and it will catch on fire. We had a couple times where they actually caught on fire. The circuit breaker doesn't trip because you're not getting a real fault. It just catches on fire. And
oh, you're just getting a little spark. You're not getting, it's not like going to a dead ground or something. You're just getting a little spark from it.
Yeah. Did you ever
get a little dirt?
Like if you take a vacuum cleaner, if it's on, you plug it in, you get that little spark.
Yes.
But if you have that, if it's on the outlet, it'll keep sparking and sparking, heats up.
And you won't see it because it's inside the wall.
Inside the wall. And it could be, we went to one house and they had, that happened. It was right after Christmas and it was right behind these people's Christmas tree. So, I mean, it could have been, the lady came down at a certain time and there was smoke everywhere. So fortunately, nothing caught on fire besides for the outlet.
That she was there to see this.
Yeah, I mean, if they were not home.
Right, it could have been disastrous.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So you're talking about when you're going to wire an outlet. Here we go. I'm going to get kind of technical. So you recommend using pigtails instead of doing that? Instead of doing
what's
the screw?
A pigtail? I think of hair when I think of a pigtail.
Yeah, pigtail. Usually we take, like if there's two wire, if there's a wire coming in and a wire going out, we splice the blacks together with a pigtail coming off to the outlet. So that way you're not.
That's like a third wire. He's got two wires going together, and then he puts a third wire in there and puts a wire nut. So they call it like a little pigtail. It comes off. So the electric doesn't go through the outlet. It doesn't have to go through. I used to work, the electrician I worked for,
Go through the outlet. Doesn't go through the screws on the outlet.
Right. And that's where you get a lot of problems doing that.
Yeah, because there could be an outlet on the wall, and then you have a heater plugged in down the way, and that outlet that you have nothing plugged into will catch on fire if that one's loose.
That's no good.
No.
That's bad.
Well, the first half of the show, we talked about knob and tube and how that sometimes over time, it deteriorates and decays. How can really, behind walls and ceilings, so on and so forth, how could they truly tell if their wiring is safe? Call you, the professional. Come in. You can assess it, correct?
Yeah, because you could test for ground. A lot of times it's in the light switches you could test, because a lot of times when it goes up the wall, it goes to the light switch, goes up to the ceiling and the box in the ceiling where the light is. You could go up, you could test that for ground, make sure there's a ground in it. I mean, that's where we run into a lot of problems, because the walls, everything's finished. Nobody wants to make holes and patch.
Well, the firemen will do that. If there's a fire, the firemen will come in and make lots of holes.
That's right. If there's a little bit of smoke, they'll come in with axes and just start.
I know.
All right, what other wiring in an older home do we have to worry about? There's a lot, I call it BX. I don't know if that's the proper terminology, but a lot of times I'll see the aluminum-coated, fatter wire that's coiled that's going into a box. Is that the...
Yeah, that's called BX.
Okay.
That's the real old stuff because it gets dried up.
Mm-hmm.
It gets old, but that has a ground because the metal sheathing on it carries the ground.
All
so
right.
that's not as bad as
knob and tube.
Knob and tube. But it should be replaced at some point because in junction boxes, they didn't use wire nuts. Again, they used solder. And if you have to change a light, you pull the light down, the wires break, they're all brittle, and then it's a problem.
Gotcha. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Chris Granell, co-owner of Proelectric LLC out of Taylor. And how do we get in touch with you, Chris?
Number is 570-963-7558.
Okay. How about Romex wiring? That's the wiring you guys use today, right? That's what it's called?
Yes, Romex.
Okay. Is it white, yellow, can be both? What's the difference?
Yes, they have different colors. For the white wire is usually 14-2 wire. It has a hot, neutral, and a ground. Yellow is...
What's that, 15 amps?
Yeah, you should 15 amps.
Okay.
The yellow is for, it's 12 wire for 20 amps. And you have orange, which is a 10 wire for 30 amps.
30 amps, like for a dryer? With that?
Dryer, hot water heater, stuff like that.
Okay, and what does the stove use?
Stove could be anywhere from, could be an 8 or a 6, depending on the size of the oven.
Is that a different color too?
Normally, it's black.
Black, okay.
Yeah, for the copper, or it's gray if you use aluminum wire.
Okay.
Electrical panels, they could be 60, those are the really old ones, 100 or 200 amps, correct?
That is correct.
A lot of times I'll go into a house and people say, well, we have 220 amps.
No. Nah, people don't know what they're talking about.
Right, okay. Yeah. We're going to talk about that next week. A lot of things that, you know, people throwing around words that maybe have one meaning to them, but definitely a different meaning to you. And they'll say that they have a 220, and I really don't like to correct anybody. That's not my thing. But, you know, I think the electrical plugs for stoves and dryers, those are 220, correct?
Yeah, 220 volts.
Volts. And there's a difference between volts and amps, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're just about out of time for this week. Would you join us next week?
Yes, please? I will.
I would love to have you back. We'll talk some more about electrical contracting work that you do and things that we find in a home while we're showing houses and inspecting them and selling them. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a cozy three-bedroom, one-bath home in the heart of Dunmore located at 144 East Pine Street for $87,500. This home is in great condition. It has hardwood floors under the new carpet. It also has a great yard and a covered patio, off-street parking, and a detached two-car garage. The taxes are low at $1,700. So if you're looking for a house that just needs your personal touch, give us a call about 144 East Pine Street in Dunmore in great condition for only $87,500. And that's listed by Frank Brown of our office.
That's a great listing and a great price. And I just want to say hi and thank you to Bob R., who stopped by my office a couple weeks ago. He's a loyal, faithful, and dedicated listener. He said he loves our show, and he came in to say hi to myself and Pat. And he was so enthusiastic, and he only missed two of our shows. Can you believe that?
Well, we're on the website. He can listen to them. They're right. Archived there.
And he stopped by, and he was so enthusiastic, he wants to start a career in real estate. So, and we are looking for a full-time realtor. We help open doors and assist in helping people achieve their goals. We offer continuous ongoing support, a pleasant, hardworking environment, specialized training, personal marketing programs, and much, much more. Join the most recognized franchise in the real estate business at Century 21. Let's get together and start building your future, and any inquiry is confidential. My tip before we close is replace toggle light switches with rocker style switches. Rocker switches feature a big on-off plate that you can operate with a finger, a knuckle, or even your elbow. When you're laden with bags or groceries, rocker switches are sleek and good looking too. Ever notice how conventional toggle switches get dirt and grime embedded in them after a couple years? No more with the rocker style switch. And that's from houselogic.com. It's that time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker, during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.